Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Triple H has already made one huge change to WWE television, and talent couldn't be happier about it. Plus, we have new champions as of last night on NXT. And scrapped plans have been revealed for the latest WWE faction for Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2022. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Anywhere, anytime, anyone. That's what Bobby said. I heard what Bobby said. The problem is, Bobby Lashley, I am not anyone. I am the greatest sports entertainer of all time. I am the Blackheart. And the fact of the matter is, nobody makes a title more prestigious than the man you are looking at before you. Bobby Lashley, enjoy your last week. Because as of next Monday, you are looking at your new United States champion.
It's been a few days now since Triple H took the helm of WWE Creative, and eyes have very much been on what his movements are going to be. And already there have been some changes. In fact, quite a major change to the way that WWE is presented. This comes from PW Insider, who say one major change that has happened over the last several weeks in WWE is the loosening up of freedom for the talents when they speak on the mic, allowing them to improvise more. We are told that a big part of what made the Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre match so great on SmackDown last week is at least a sizable portion of the match was called in the ring versus every single spot laid out to them ahead of time. So this more relaxed style to WWE, I think, is going to help so many people come along and find their own voice much better. Kevin Nash on Click This talked about the changes that Triple H will have brought about on his podcast. He said, Vince will effing not have the show done. He says, recalling the time that he worked with CM Punk and Triple H, and as the pyro was going off for Raw, they had no idea what Vince had for them that night. Kev says, one thing guaranteed that happened on Monday was that people knew probably by 5 o'clock and had a concrete idea of exactly what was going to effing happen. Far more organized in much better time, according to Kevin Nash. What's the vibe like backstage with these subtle new changes coming in to WWE programming? Fightful Select has the answer. They say, we've heard from numerous wrestlers across multiple brands that have indicated they have a renewed optimism with Triple H heading up creative. Two particular top talent in WWE said they were excited to not wrestle the same person every week and hoped that this was a key move going forward. There was a lot of positivity coming out of the show regarding both Ciampa and Mustafa Ali being put in good spots where they could shine on the show. A top wrestler outside WWE also noticed the increased focus on the women's division. Dave Meltzer has added to this sentiment, saying, I've heard from some talent, and generally, they are positive. There are definitely people who are worried that they're going to lose their spots, and there will be some people who will, because you're going to have different visions of who the top people are. Not everyone can be a top person. And whilst that is true, generally the reaction seems to be good from people within the locker room of WWE. In terms of what people think watching the show, well, there was certainly a curiosity as to how Triple H is going to run the show, because Raw averaged 2.23 million viewers across 3 hours on Monday night. The biggest viewership for Raw in several years. In fact, the last time Raw was that high, it was March the 20th, 2020, which was the first empty arena show, the beginning of the pandemic era. WWE easily won the night on cable for USA. Each of Raw's hours coming first, second, and third. Better Call Saul on the tail with that fourth place. Raw finishing second across all of television as well. It was a great start to things for Triple H as head of creative. Triple H had a busy week. He also popped up on Logan Paul's Impulsive podcast and talked about Vince McMahon's legacy. And he said, "I'll say this about Vince, massive shoes that I couldn't even dream of being able to begin to think that I could fill. Right, like the gap there in this moment is massive, but the opportunity to take it in a direction that it has never gone before is massive too. I'm thrilled for the opportunity. We have an unbelievable team that it's never going to be one person. One person can't even begin to fill his shoes. It'll take an entire of people to jump in those shoes. Without him, there is none of this." He also was asked about his reaction to Logan Paul coming into WWE. And hear it for yourself.
What were your feelings and what were your thoughts when you first heard that Jake Paul's older brother was going to join? Be honest. Like, be completely honest.
Maybe completely honest. Yeah. So who the fuck is that? Yeah. Who?
He's not the demo. You're not the demo.
Yeah, no offense.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Shoulders are down. Miscommunication. Is this going to be it? Oh, able to kick out. Ooh!
Cheap shot there to the jaw of Jason.
That wasn't a cheap shot. That was perfectly planted, as is that 450. Cover a chance. What a moment.
Here are your winners. Ben.
Congratulations to Caden Carter and Katana Chance finally getting their due as NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. They won the opening contest on NXT 2.0, defeating Toxic Attraction, Leon and Feroz, and the Diamond Mine to begin their first ever reign as Women's Tag Team Champions. They've been a team for years now, and I've always felt that there was a title run waiting for them, and lo and behold, it is about to begin for them. Nothing but the best for them. A great match to kick off last night's NXT 2.0 that also saw Bron Breakker and JD Donahue and contracts signed with blood. That was a thing. We saw Nathan Fraser and Carmelo Hayes having a great match for the North American Championship as well, and the return of Santos Escobar. Quite a noteworthy night for last night's NXT 2.0, with the return of the Women's Tag Team Championships as well, before the WWE Tag Team Women's Tag Team Champions comes back as well.
Excuse me, Bailey. Can you explain why you targeted Becky Lynch? Oh,
targeted? Is that what she thinks? She conceded? This isn't about Becky, and this is not about Bianca. This is about us. And you'll see what I mean soon enough.
Bayley, Io Sky, and Dakota Kai, a formidable force on Monday Night Raw, looking to square up to Bianca Belair, Asuka, and Alexa Bliss. And there was a lot of conversation about these three at SummerSlam because it was a massive surprise to see them all together. We thought Dakota Kai was done with WWE. We didn't think Io Sky was getting called up anytime soon, but there they all are together as quite the triumvirate. Fightful Select have reported that Bayley, Io, and Dakota as a faction was pitched all the way back in April. Vince McMahon, however, who was still in charge of creative at that time, shot down the idea, didn't see any legs on it. And it was soon after that that Dakota Kai was released from WWE. There was another version of this group pitch that also featured Raquel Rodriguez and Kaylee Ray. Vince McMahon again shooting that down and instead choosing to keep Kaylee Ray on NXT, but moving Raquel Rodriguez to SmackDown as a singles competitor. So this is a faction that we could have seen a long time ago, but we didn't. A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review is waiting for you on the podcast feed right now. It is Jack Atkins and myself pontificating on wrestling in the mid-90s, and we are on the road to WrestleMania 12, talking about a bit of a mixed episode of Monday Night Raw. Join us and watch it on the podcast feed, and look out for the Patreon video going up later today at patreon.com/cultaholic. You're also getting a brand new episode of Desert Island Grapped today as well. You heard just the other week from Shaheen. Now, Shaheen is the first Emirati wrestler to compete overseas. We were talking on the podcast about some of the misconceptions of wrestling in the UAE, and I wanted more time to chat to Shaheen, and I wanted you to get to know him a bit better. So he is my guest this week on Desert Island Grabs. Shaheen, you are going to get to know about how he fell in love with the world of wrestling, like why the lucha style of wrestling is so important to him, wrestling in the UAE. We'll talk about more about the scene in Dubai and WrestleFest DXB. They've got a big show coming up next month. And of course, he's going to pick three matches that inspire him and matches that he loves to watch and he would love to watch while stranded on a desert island. That is Desert Island Grapes with Shaheen a little later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Check out youtube.com/cultaholic, a brand new true story of where we look back at the house show where nearly nobody showed up. This is an interesting story that takes us back to a time where, whilst the roster wasn't thin on this particular night, it certainly was. Check out the story for yourself on our YouTube channel. Whilst you are there, see what Jack and Ross discovered when they put their future-proof goggles on and took a trip in the DeLorean, because they are making some huge predictions for professional wrestling 10 years from now. What sort of stuff are we going to see in wrestling 10 years from now? They will talk you through it at youtube.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.